and welcome. Whether you are listening on the Mindset Manifesting Podcast or watching here on my YouTube channel, thank you so much for joining me today. I haven't posted a manifesting video in quite a while, so I'm excited to start posting about manifesting again. I also talk about scripture and I share Neville Goddard's lectures here on my YouTube channel. Of course, not on the Mindset Manifesting Podcast. I do have two other podcasts where I strictly share Neville's lectures, or I strictly share the mystical dreams and visions and revelations that I've had. But here on my YouTube channel, I talk about all of those things. And I do have everything separated by playlist. So, all right, let's get into Birds Before Land. But before I do that, for those of you who don't know, my name is Lena. I am a spiritual teacher, and I am a life and manifestation coach. And I talk a lot about Neville, talk a lot about manifesting from an awakened perspective. So I am no longer in a third dimensional state of awareness. So there are some things I can add additional insight to from beyond a third dimensional perspective. So that's what I'm going to aim to do. We're all at different points on the journey, right? On our journey through life, our journey of awakening, etc. So some of what I say may resonate, some of it may not. If it doesn't resonate, then if you've come across this video, then it is a seed for another point in time on your journey. Because we do not meet by accident. We do not come across knowledge and experiences by accident. There are no accidents, no coincidences, no mistakes. All right, so let's get into this. All right, now when it comes to the manifesting videos that I am going to be sharing, we're going to get down to basics, right? The basics of manifesting and clearing up confusion. The basics have nothing to do with techniques. And there are lots of manifesting techniques out there. But the basics of manifesting have nothing to do with the techniques. The basics of manifesting come down to you. Comes down to your belief and your awareness. Now, I did make some notes for this particular video. And I think I'm going to start making more notes on my manifesting videos. I haven't done that in the past. But I'm now in the process of getting prepared to speak and to give lectures. And I need to eliminate some of the ums and the ahs and some of the pauses that I've had in previous videos. So I'm going to practice that. And part of that is making more notes and then in some instances reading off of the notes. So if you will bear with me, I would appreciate it. This gives me a perfect opportunity to practice. Instead of just winging it and, of course, sharing the knowledge, but not having it scripted and then having to pause to think about the next thought. So it's a process. All right, so birds before land. All right, so this particular phrase, birds before land, it has its roots in sailing technology or sailing terminology, not in manifesting, in sailing terminology. All right. Specifically, explorers, all right, who were sailing uncharted territories. So as an explorer, all right, who's been out at sea for weeks or months and has no idea of the time, whether they are traveling in the right direction, etc. One of the telltale signs that they were close to land was that they would see either driftwood floating in the water or birds circling in the sky, because birds couldn't venture very far from land. So it would indicate if they saw birds circling in the sky that land was not far off, right? Land was nearby. All right. Now, I saw a post on Reddit. I didn't read the entire post. It was actually, I think, just a couple of sentences. But there was a post on Reddit not too long ago I came across where someone stated that Birds Before Land was a biblical reference that Neville Goddard taught regarding the ark and the flood. That's false. Neville never spoke of birds before land, ever. Now, when Neville Goddard spoke of the flood, his reference was to the fact that facts overflow the world. And he mentions this in his lecture titled, The Flood is Still Upon Us. All right, we are victimized by facts. The symbol for facts in scripture are stones, but water, okay, hence the flood, water represents psychological truth. So the flood represented psychological truth overcoming the literal facts of this world, our third dimensional limited reality, okay? The truth of God's word versus imagination being more real than literal facts or this third dimensional reality. So when we go into our imagination and we imagine the end result, right, being in the end result, having our desires, etc., that is more real than the literal facts, more real than what we see in our third dimensional reality at this time, because really those are just examples of previous manifestations, and it's really a dead shadow world when it comes to what we have manifesting and how it shows up in any moment of time. Because everything we're really seeing now is a previous manifestation unfolding. Now, whether that's from 5 minutes ago, a week ago, a month ago, or a year ago, that it's really determined by how aware somebody is of the manifestation and whether or not they remember the thought they had, the emotion, the belief, the reaction they had, you know, around something, or even the visualization that they may have done that brought that manifestation about. Most people are not that aware. And there are a lot of people, especially from a third dimensional point of view, those who perhaps have not yet awakened, who are or just beginning to awake, are not completely aware of the manifestations, right, that you see all around you. All right, now, again, Neville spoke about the flood in his lecture titled, The Flood is Still Upon Us, meaning the man is flooded by the facts of life. Now, where does birds before land come into play with this? Well, as I said, I saw that post on Reddit where the individual mentioned that Neville talked about birds before land in one of his lectures when he mentioned the ark. Again, completely false. All right, I do want to mention the ark real quick, though, because the ark has three decks. The first deck, the lower deck, the facts of life. The second deck, the psychological interpretation of those facts. And then the third deck is the spiritual consummation of the story. All right, just to give you guys some reference. Now, dry land represents something objective, okay? And again, I'm going back to his lecture. The dove is a symbol of the people of Israel, okay? And Israel means man after God's own heart. And then the olive leaf, right? So in Neville's lecture, The Flood is Still Upon Us, and in the book of Genesis, when it talks about the flood, and Moses saw the dove with the fig leaf, or not the fig leaf, the olive leaf, in its beak, right? Somehow that has been misinterpreted to be birds before land and correlated with manifesting. It is completely separate. But anyway, the olive tree, or the olive leaf, represents God's plan of salvation. Signs follow, they do not precede. Signs follow, they do not precede. Therefore, birds before land, okay, this concept that somebody has taken from sailing terminology and somehow turned it into something related to manifesting, right? Or an indication that your manifestation is near. I don't know when that happened or how it happened, but birds before land has nothing to do with manifesting, all right? Even the signs that we see when we are manifesting are not necessarily an indication of that manifestation, and I'm going to talk about that. Signs follow, they do not precede. Now, you may see what you believe to be signs when you are manifesting. And when I speak of manifesting, I'm specifically talking about conscious manifesting. You are consciously aware that you're able to manifest and create the desired circumstances that you wish to experience, that you are consciously able to focus on what you want to manifest and manifest it. And the reason I say conscious manifesting is because we are always manifesting. Every moment of every day, we are manifesting. Every moment of every day, we are manifesting. Okay? No exceptions. We are manifesting. So when we see signs, when you're manifesting, right? These particular signs are not necessarily a sign of something that you are manifesting. Signs in and of themselves are manifestations. The signs themselves are manifestations. Okay? Everything is a manifestation. So again, they don't necessarily indicate the fulfillment of your manifestation. For instance, if you are manifesting a relationship, you're manifesting a specific person into your life, and your end scene, your end result is being married to that individual. Very rarely are we able to, because of our conditioning, right, and our not understanding that for most of our life that we've been manifesting, we're now consciously aware. So being able to solely focus on that end result, just the marriage and only the marriage, it can be challenging, right? So many people start with realizing they can manifest, and then they want to manifest this end result, but then they start manifesting in the middle because they focus on the fact that it's not here yet. And then we start focusing, and then we start using affirmations, and we start focusing on manifesting movement, etc. So then we end up manifesting signs. But those signs, again, are not necessarily an indication of our manifestation, that end result. They are just signs. And as we manifest signs, or as we focus on the signs coming in, thinking this is a sign of my manifestation, as we focus on those signs, guess what we manifest? We manifest more signs. So, we want to focus on the end result. Now, many of us, past, present, right, depending on where you're at in your journey, may need feel the need to do more affirmations or scripting, different types of techniques to get you into that state of feeling as though you already have your manifestation. That's perfectly fine. I've done it in the past. Many of the people that I've spoken to, that I've coached, do it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all a process. But as you manifest signs, right, in between, like that in between stage between, now I know I'm consciously, I can set an intention and consciously manifest, well, here's my end result, but it's taking too long, so you know, what can I manifest in between, right? Can I manifest movement? Can I manifest a little more money in my bank account now, right, until I get that $1 million, whatever? And you manifest those little things, and then you focus on that, and you continue to manifest those little things, those signs. So, again, birds before land is not, has nothing to do with the manifesting, with manifesting. It is a concept that somebody has taken and somehow correlated it to manifesting. And I guess there's nothing wrong with that. If somebody wants to believe that in the concept, then there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just trying to provide a little bit more insight from a higher level perspective, from an awakened perspective. I shouldn't say higher level, because there's no hierarchy to consciousness. There really isn't. It may seem like it, but we're all connected. We're all one. And just because one individual has awakened, does not, there's no hierarchy to that. It doesn't make one person any better than the other, right? Because an awakened individual was once unawakened. An unawakened individual will eventually awaken. No hierarchy, just different points on the journey. Still a little bit stuffy. So if I sound a little bit funny, that's why I was sick for about a week and a half, and I hadn't been sick in like 3 years, but there's a lot of energetic clearing and stuff going on. All right, so I've talked about the movement. All right, so one more comment I want to make is that the fact that everything is subjective. All right, what you believe is valid. What you believe is valid. If you believe in birds before land and receiving signs, then you're going to receive signs, period. Okay? What you believe is valid. Because it comes down to what you are thinking, feeling, and believing. Every time you see a sign and you focus on that sign, being a sign of your manifestation, again, you are focusing on the sign and therefore manifesting more signs. Focus on the, I'm reading my notes, focus on the manifestation itself. I was trying to think if there was anything else I wanted to add on that, onto that. So focus on the manifestation itself. What are you manifesting? Okay, are you manifesting having $1 million in the bank? Are you manifesting marriage? Are you manifesting better health? Focus on the manifestation. And just know that the signs coming in are not necessarily signs of that manifestation coming to fruition. They may be part of the unfolding, right? In some aspect, but signs follow, they do not proceed. So just because the sign is there doesn't mean it's an indication of the fulfillment of that manifestation. I know it can seem a little bit tricky, but again, Neville Goddard states, signs follow, they do not proceed. So if you're aware of what you've done, once you receive your manifestation, once you have that $1 million in the bank, once you are married, once you have achieved that better health, whatever it is that you have manifested, then you'll be, when you're aware of what you've done to manifest that, right? Changing your self-concept, your affirmations, what have you. Then you will be able to objectively look at the events that unfolded and how the universe moved in unexpected ways so that your manifestation became an objective fact. All right, a lot of times when we're manifesting, things seem to fall apart. Things can seem chaotic. And I've heard many people say this, while this is happening, have I ruined my manifestation, right? That, no. A lot of times when things seem to be falling apart or chaotic, that could be part of the bridge of events leading to the fulfillment of that manifestation. We never know. We never know how a manifestation is going to come about. We have no control over the events, okay? Our job in manifesting or consciously creating the life that we desire is focusing on that end result, focusing on what we want to manifest, on what we want to experience, who we want to be. That is what we do. We focus on it. Okay? So, birds before land is not some magical indication that your manifestation is coming to fruition. If I have bursted some bubbles, I am so sorry. But it is simply not an indication of the fulfillment of your manifestation. Of course, your beliefs are valid, so if you believe that it is and you want to manifest that, then by all means, work on manifesting that. All right? The fact that these signs that you are seeing are an indication of your manifestation. You can absolutely manifest that. But you could also simply go to the end and just know, no matter what is showing up in my life, I know what I am manifesting, I know what I am creating, and it's done, it will be, period. No question about it. So, again, just be careful what you're focusing on. And again, if you're seeing signs, and you focus on the signs, you're manifesting more signs. So pay attention to what you're focusing on. Okay, so that is it for today's video. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you all next time. Bye now.